You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. President Trump faced criticism after he reportedly denied a request to fly flags at half-staff to honor five newspaper employees who were shot and killed in Annapolis, Maryland last week. He changed his mind, but it's not the first time a decision to lower or not lower flags has gotten criticism. Our next guest took a closer look into when and why we lower flags. Michelle Johnson is a contributor to WisContext.org. Michelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what prompted you to look into this topic?
Well, the shootings at the high schools in Florida and Texas this year really touched off not just an impassioned discussion about gun law reform, but also renewed a conversation about what flags at half staff mean in an age when they're flying at half staff more often. Some people were suggesting, even some op-ed writers suggesting, that the flag should just stay at half staff.
Mm-hmm. So who has the power to order flags to be lowered?
The President of the United States for federal facilities and naval vessels, overseas places like embassies, any place where the federal government has jurisdiction. In the states, the state governors have the power to do that at state entities.
And do governors take the lead from the president, or do they have some leeway where perhaps the federal flags are not being lowered for something that is national, but the governor thinks that it should be?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in looking at governor's executive orders from really back to the Thompson administration, we found that, yes, they're taking that opportunity. And those fall into some basic categories.
What are those?
Governors definitely have the power to lower flags on state properties to half staff. They'll do it when a public official or someone who's a high-profile public person dies. They will do it when to honor a military personnel who are killed on active duty. They'll do it when a public safety officer, a firefighter, or a police officer, or a paramedic dies in the line of duty.
So I think one of the things that's a little confusing for people is we often see flags at half staff, but they're, say, in front of a car dealership or not, you know, it's in front of a business. Those flags don't fall under any of this, right? That's the decision of the person who owns that property.
Absolutely. I mean, flags are essentially covered under the First Amendment. You have the right to lower your flag to half staff on private property when you see fit. There's a lot of discussion about that, whether that's really an appropriate thing to do. But fundamentally, yes, people do have the right to lower their flags on private property. And most of the time, they want to know when is the right time to
so
do
they
this.
Follow that lead.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
So talking about those official flags and the decisions made by the president and the governor, what did you in your research, Michelle, find about trends in flags being lowered in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, it was a little bit tricky because no state agency keeps comprehensive records about when and why flags fly at half staff. The governor publishes executive orders on his website, which includes flag lowering orders back to when he took office. But no state department really keeps comprehensive records. So we had to do some building and looking at records, executive orders, governor's executive orders, presidential proclamations. What we found is that in most years, flags flew at half staff more often after September 11th, 2001, than in the previous decade.
And actually, all that data of when the flags have been at half staff in Wisconsin will be available on wiscontext.org. That it's pretty interesting to see those specific examples. Michelle Johnson is a contributor to wiscontext.org. We're talking about her piece looking at when flags are lowered to half staff in Wisconsin. And Michelle, one thing that I was curious about is when did the idea of flags being lowered to half staff become a symbol of mourning?
It really becomes much more important or significant, I think, after the end of the Civil War. But the half-staff flag tradition goes really as far back, at least as the 17th century. The first documented instance of it was in 1612, when the crew of a British ship lowered its flag to half-mast after the captain was killed on an expedition. So the tradition came from ships at sea and then sort of migrated onto land, but it really gained significance after the end of the Civil War.
And as you said, it's really also picked up in frequency since 9/11. So there is something called the U.S. Flag Code. And what direction does that provide for presidents and governors when it comes to when to lower the flag to half staff?
Congress adopted the U.S. Flag Code in 1942, but it really, the rules were pretty loose for when and how to lower flags until 1954, when President Eisenhower signed a presidential proclamation standardizing the dates and time periods for flying the U.S. flag at half-staff. So, for example, it says that flags should fly at half-staff for 30 days after the death of a president or a former president, 10 days after the death of a vice president or a Supreme Court justice, retired chief justice, et cetera.
But I'm guessing if the flag code was really codified as far as the lowering part in the 50s, a lot has changed since then. We've talked now about 9/11, so acts of terrorism there. It seems like this must be in some ways, if not a living document, living interpretation of that document.
Absolutely. That it's absolutely true. It is sort of a living document. And there's a lot of room in it for presidents, for governors, to make individual decisions about when the flag should be lowered as a symbol of mourning. Mm-hmm. After 9/11, before 9/11, Memorial Day was really the main day that flags would be lowered to half staff, and then until noon. But after 9/11, Congress added more annual observances for peace officers, Memorial Day, and then Patriot Day, which is September 11th. They added Firefighters Memorial Day in October, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day in December. So Congress added some. I should note, too, that in some cases, changes to the flag code sort of were preceded by practices at the states. The flag code has not been amended very often. And in many cases, the amendments that have been made have been preceded by practices that were already going on in the state. So, for example, it was amended in 2007 to include fallen military service members, but by then governors in Wisconsin and elsewhere had already been doing that. Earlier this year, Congress passed the Honoring Hometown Heroes Act, which calls for police, firefighters, or emergency workers to be honored with flags lowered to half staff. Wisconsin had already been doing that for a long time.
And Michelle, as we start to wrap up, have there been times when flags being lowered or not being lowered has led to controversy or debate?
Yes, there have been. And I can give you a few examples
sure.
of that. In 2013, for example, when President Obama lowered flags on the death of former South African President Nelson Mandela, and Governor Walker, by the way, issued a separate executive order to that effect. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin told an audience in Milwaukee that he didn't think that was appropriate, that under the flag code, the honor should be reserved for Americans.
So it was,
and not used to honor foreign leaders.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like he was saying Nelson Mandela doesn't deserve it. It said, I mean, foreign leaders die
right.
fairly
right.
frequently,
right.
and we don't do it other times.
That's right. And flag, but to be fair, flags have been lowered to half staff for other foreign leaders.
Hmm.
Other presidents have done that. No, Sensenbrenner was saying, I'm a big fan of Nelson Mandela, but I think this is a gesture that should be reserved for American dignitaries, not for foreign dignitaries.
Well, really interesting stuff, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
That was Michelle Johnson, contributor to wiscontext.org, talking about her new piece for the site, Why and When Wisconsin Flies Flags at Half Staff.